two Stanford University professors have won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson helped explain the intricacies of auction markets, which govern the sale of everything from stocks and securities to fishing quotas. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said today that the winners improved auction theory and invented new auction formats, benefiting sellers, buyers, and taxpayers around the world. One of the winners joins us now, Paul Milgram, professor of economics at Stanford University. Welcome and congratulations. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's especially nice to be able to win with my dissertation advisor and neighbor, Bob Wilson.
Your neighbor?
Worked with years ago.
Yep. Interesting. And your work is on auction theory. Do you find that people are surprised how big a role auctions play in our lives? As I mentioned, they assign airplane takeoff times, radio broadcast frequencies, mining rights, all sorts of things.
Yeah, I think people don't understand exactly that. By auctions, we refer to almost any market mechanism where people make bids and offers that determine prices and resource allocations.
And the Academy cited your work on new auction formats for goods and services that are difficult to sell in a traditional way. Tell me more about that.
Well, for example, in recent years, in order to provide more radio spectrum for mobile broadband services, we had to arrange to purchase back some television broadcast rights and then move other broadcasters onto new channels and then reassemble the spectrum rights that were cleared into rights that could be useful for mobile broadband. So they're complicated transactions. And so putting that all together in a way that actually works required a complicated new auction mechanism.
Hmm. Your colleague, Robert Wilson, developed a theory called the winner's curse. Now, that's when bidders will lowball their offers in an auction because they're afraid of overpaying. And then you helped explain why different bidders value the same object differently. That's something called private values. Talk about that for a minute, because it sounds like this is as much about science as it is about human emotion.
Yeah, there is. It's simply a fact of logic that if people make errors in valuations and people with higher estimates of value bid more, that the winner will tend to be somebody who's overestimated value. So that's what the winner's curse is all about. But there can be a reason that the bidders have a higher value than anybody else. They could have a shortage of what, for example, radio spectrum or fishing rights, and then they don't have to worry about it as much. And so when they have a private value, that is a private reason why the thing they're bidding for is worth more to them than to others, then the winner's curse is not so fearsome.
Hmm. And here we are in the middle of a global economic crisis because of the pandemic. You're a newly minted Nobel winner. Does your work have anything to tell us about this sort of historical moment that we're in?
Well, I wish it had more to tell us about the historical moment. There are some important resource allocation problems to be dealt with, you know, with personal protective equipment. We're going to have to prioritize vaccines and so on. Prioritizing resources and using them in the best way is important. But, of course, even more important these days is actually discovering the vaccines and the treatments and taking care of people who are out of work.
Yeah. Economist Paul Milgram, who along with his Stanford University colleague Robert Wilson, won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Professor Milgram, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.